When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
So, let's say you've had a bad day. And, you know, you're upset. I don't know about what. Maybe the FBI using a search warrant to search the former president of the United States' Florida home. Maybe that. Maybe something else. I don't know. Maybe you're upset. And you just want to cry and crawl into bed. Well, Casper, the mattress company, now has a new job for you. They are looking to hire someone with exceptional sleeping ability to demonstrate to the public and social media universe how easy it is to achieve restful sleep on Casper mattresses. Yes! Now you can join Casper Sleepers and show off your sleeping skills in public, on social, and anywhere else people are looking. Yay! Job duties include sleeping in Casper stores as well as in unexpected settings out in the world. While awake, the successful candidate will be expected to share their sleeping experience on different social media platforms. Among the special skills for the job, Casper is seeking someone who can sleep anytime, anywhere. They must also want to sleep as much as possible and be able to sleep through anything. And they comfort documenting their dormant hours on camera is also a requirement. Now, they don't say what they're going to pay you for the gig. You know, I'm sure you're going to get free mattresses and whatever other products the Casper company provides. Well, let's go take a look at their website. Pillows, bed frames, bedding, accessories, and mattresses, of course. I wonder what accessories they have. Let's see. Accessories, a glow light, a dog bed, a glow night light, sheets, pillowcases, flannel sheets, silk pillowcases, blankets, down alternatives, humidity fighting. I mean, this is good stuff. You're going to get all this stuff free. But most importantly, they want you to sleep anywhere and anytime and document it on social media. I'm sure that the salary will be worth your while. So good luck, because it would be a good gig, even if they expect you to work tirelessly. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. So in the past, we have talked about this tropical vine native to the Amazon region, noted for its hallucinogenic properties, and goes by the name of...
Ayahuasca.
I'm sorry, what?
Ayahuasca.
Yeah, okay. And I don't know. I feel like I want to try it now. I see where Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, has done an interview with Aubrey Marcus, who I've reached out to in the past, and Aubrey never got back to me, apparently. I'm not good enough for Aubrey Marcus, because his documentary of Living in the Dark is awesome, and I wanted to talk to him about it, but he never got back to me. Anyway, he did an interview with Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron talked about experiences with ayahuasca. I'll do it myself. I don't need the computer. He said that he had a magical experience. And I now want to have that same magical experience. He talked about the blessings and the gratitude for his life that was shown to him from ayahuasca.
We talk so much about mental health. You know, Marshawn Lynch had a classic kind of retirement press conference talking about taking care of your mentals. And we talk so much about it. About mental health, and to me, one of the core tenets of your mental health is that self-love. And
right.
That's what ayahuasca did for me. It was help me see how to unconditionally love myself.
Okay.
And it's only in that unconditional self-love that then I'm able to truly be able to unconditionally love others.
Mm-hmm.
And what better way to work on, for me and my own, this is my own belief, but what better way to work on my mental health than to have an experience like that?
Right.
I mean, the greatest gift I can give my teammates, in my opinion, is to be able to show up and to be someone who can model unconditional love.
What about winning games?
Obviously, it's important I play well and show up and lead and all that stuff, but, you know, they won't care about what you say until they know how much you care.
I know. This makes me want to take ayahuasca. I want to try it. And I know that studies have found that psychedelics can help free up the brains of people suffering from severe depression, giving them a new perspective on life. That's what I want. I want a new perspective on life. And that takes boiling up tree bark from the Amazon. I say, ayahuasca! Ayahuasca! Oh, I better not say it 3 times. Oh, wait, that was Beetlejuice. I mean, he talks about how there was no coincidence between returning from his South American experience and going on to win back-to-back MVP awards. He said, I think there's so many myths and rumors about it. The fear around it is you're going to crap yourself. It's just a big throw-up fest. He explained he went into his first experience hoping to discover what pure love truly feels like. I mean, don't we all want to feel that? I had a magical experience with the sensation of feeling 100 different hands on my body, imparting a blessing of love and forgiveness for myself and gratitude for this life from what seemed to be my ancestors. Ayahuasca is, again, I'm in. Let me scrape off a little bit of the old ayahuasca bark, boil it up, and let's go, or however the shaman mixes it up. But go ahead and give me your little concoction and let's ayahuasca until the old ayahuasca wears off. I want to experience 100 hands imparting blessings all over my body. Maybe it's just me. I see where Miami wants to say, well, it isn't just me, because Aaron had that happen and is happy about it too. So, and I'm sure that Aubrey Marcus has had it happen as well. So it isn't just me. I'm not alone. They've done it. I haven't though. So I see where Miami wants to send homeless people to live on an island with mini homes. Okay. So this idea makes me really, really laugh. And I'll tell you why. Because they've approved a plan to build 50 to 100 mini homes for homeless people on an island, and some people aren't happy about it. The city's pilot program will take roughly 6 months to build the tiny homes, install electricity in Virginia Key North Beach Park. Many Floridians use the island for recreational activities and are worried the new living spaces will detract from its beauty. What? 100 mini homes with homeless people? Well, they won't be homeless. They'll have a home on the island. Will detract from its beauty? Stop it. So one company who, the Virginia Key Outdoor Center, Esther Alonzo, a little wound up. She says, hey, I rent kayaks and bikes and other outdoor recreational equipment to use around the island. We're going to be kicked out of here. I'm going to lose my business. And I'm worried about my employees because they don't deserve this. And another local worried the mini homes are going to ruin the island. Look, I get that the plight of the homeless people, but I can't have them on my island. I mean, we got to do something. Maybe we send them to New York or Washington, D.C. Maybe we do that. I want them to have a place to stay, said one of the people on the island, but no, thank you. Not here. Okay. And apparently this island during segregation days was the island that they used as the colored only beach. This was according to local officials. I mean, it certainly possible that that happened back then, no question. And you're talking about a population that needs a lot of services. We're roughly 2 miles from this causeway, which is where public transportation, you know, touches at the end. I guess San Jose, California is trying to do the same thing. In California, I mean, I guess it's a little bit different than my vision of Florida, because when the hurricane comes by, you know, stops in, goes, hey, hurricane passing by, can we, we're just going to evacuate, where are we sending all the homeless people in the mini houses? Those mini houses are gone. Have a nice day. Now, according to this story, there are 970 homeless people that live on Miami streets. I feel like that number is low. Only 970? They claim that they have 2,400 in city shelters. So, okay, maybe. Maybe I'll give you that they have 970 that are living on the streets, but I feel like that's a lot more. The homeless problem is, the homeless issue, it's not a problem, I'm sorry. The homeless issue is something that every community around the country is dealing with, and I certainly don't have a plan to solve it, but I don't think that building little mini homes on an island is the way to solve it. However, if times get tough, I'm not opposed to living in a mini house on an island in Florida for free, put there by the government and just lets me stay there. Okay, thank you. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cool to drink desperately. I got a little mini house and electricity. I live in large. Make sure you have AC, though. Woo, it's Florida. Okay. No. I say no to this. Now, I love ice cream. I know that's going to come as a surprise. I love ice cream. I always have. I can't get enough of ice cream. In fact, I've tried to really cut back on my ice cream. I love it. But we have some ice cream flavors now. And we've talked a little bit about this when they come up with ice cream flavors like mayonnaise flavor and ketchup flavor. And they show the Heinz ketchup. I'm a Heinz ketchup lover, a Heinz ketchup police officer. I make sure that you know, Heinz ketchup is not misrepresented at restaurants around the country, but I don't want it as an ice cream flavor, okay? No. And so there's an ice cream project in London going on right now, and they're making ice cream ketchup, mayonnaise, and baked bean flavors. Everyday flavors is what they want to do, is try to elevate the ice cream flavors. No, there's no elevating that needs to happen to everyday flavors. No, thank you. I don't care about Heinz baked beans, mayo, ketchup. We also have Quaker rolled oats ice cream. No, thank you. No, thank you. Stop it. You're ruining it. No, I don't want baked bean ice cream. No, I don't want mayonnaise ice cream. No. Now, apparently the ice cream project is just a special thing that's running through the end of the month of August in 2022. So, you know, it's going to be gone away. But I would say Anna Hindmarsh, the creator of the ice cream project, stop it. Stop it. Okay, I know you're thinking of something new, and you think that elevating everyday flavors like baked bean ice cream makes it special. No. No, it does not. And in fact, it'd be very difficult for me as a Heinz police officer to not shut you down for ruining the Heinz ketchup flavor extravaganza by turning it into ice cream. But, you know, that is probably just me. Oh, and who died today? Who died today? Olivia Newton-John, 73 years of age. Actress, singer. I mean, she, a British-Australian actress. She was diagnosed with cancer in the early 90s, and twice more in recent years. It's really been a struggle. She, it's 30 years battle with breast cancer. Wow. That's a big deal. So she did pass away finally. Her husband said, hey, donate to her foundation. Absolutely donate to her donation. I mean, breast cancer has touched all of our lives. And let's find a cure for it desperately. She lasted 30 years. I mean, they claim originally, I think if you go into remission for 5 years, then you have a longer chance of survival. If it's, you know, usually most of them have their remission within that 5 year window, and then you die pretty close to that window. I know, sad. I mean, she had 4 Grammy Awards throughout her career. She had huge hits. Wow. I mean, totally hot. The album went platinum. Physical was probably her biggest song. You're the Only One I Want, Summer Nights from Greece. Wow. And she had hits before then, too. She was, you know, a huge star. And I know that many of you are thinking, yeah, but what about her missing boyfriend that she had killed? You know, Patrick McDermott. Well, she claims that they weren't seeing each other at the time that he came up missing. And so, you know, I didn't have anything to do with it. Oh, okay, no problem. McDermott, apparently, you know, she was dating him. He was a cameraman and a keen fisherman, according to stories. Chartered a boat out on June 5th. This is back in 2005. So the boat went out, and then the boat came back, and no incidents were recorded, but he did not return. And nobody said anything until 10 days later when his ex-wife said, hey, he didn't show up to see our son on the visitation schedule. And so they looked into it. His wallet and keys were located in the boat's office, and his car was still parked at the marina, but he was gone. I'm sorry. Reported as a missing person. And so they investigated the disappearance and concluded that he had fallen off the boat and likely drowned. Well, why didn't the person, you know, captaining the boat, yeah, captaining, you know, why didn't the person who was the captain of the boat say, hey, you know, the guy I took out yesterday didn't come back? That didn't happen. So, yeah, sure, lost at sea, yeah? Just that works, no problem. And she said in an interview a few years ago that, look, it's human to wonder, but you have to accept and let go. Oh, okay. Now, it's been speculated that he just staged his own death and disappeared because he had some financial troubles and he wanted to free himself from the child support payments. Okay, if that's what you say, so no problem. But he's still missing. He's still gone. And so those of you thinking that Olivia, rest her soul, had something to do with it, stop thinking that, okay? They weren't even dating when he went missing. So let it go. Just like Olivia said, you just have to accept it and let it go. So Olivia Newton-John, dead at 73. I mean, as long as we're here in Who Died Today, David McCullough, best-selling author and one of the most prominent historians, died at his home outside Boston on Sunday. He was 89. McCullough's death was confirmed by his daughter. Of course, no specific cause was given. He's 89. He was a Pulitzer Prize winner for 2 presidential biographies, Truman and John Adams. The books were, you know, widely read, and Truman and John Adams topped the New York Times bestseller list. I think of writing history as an art form, McCullough said in an interview. Painting with Words, which is a 2008 documentary about him on HBO. So you have an opportunity maybe to go back and see that on HBO. So David McCullough, dead at 89. Now, this is kind of, you know, close to the Who Died Today segment, but Serena Williams has revealed that she will retire. She didn't die. She's going to retire from tennis. Oh, okay. Now, she's 40 now. Wow. She said that she's going to retire from tennis after the U.S. Open, try for a second baby with billionaire husband. It's the hardest thing I could ever imagine, but at the same time, I'm ready for what's next. Are you? I mean, she's made a lot of money over the years. And worth a lot. And so it's a good time for her to hang up the old racket and go ahead and have another kid and then see what's next for the great Serena Williams. I don't know how many houses of the hoity-toity that Serena and billionaire husband have, but they're not getting this place. Snapchat billionaire Evan Spiegel and his wife, what's her face, Miranda Kerr, just closed on their new L.A. home for $120 million. Now, the property is currently undergoing, a rebuild. You can't just move in. So he also spent another $25 million for a smaller portion of land located right next door to the main property, which escalated the price to $145 million. Yeah, you can't just buy the place. I mean, I'm going to take that place too. Give me that place. I don't want the place next door. It's right across the street from the Playboy Mansion. So it's in a pretty good neighborhood. I know they all live in that neck of the woods of Homely Hills. I know that Bezos lives in the neighborhood over, I think. I'm not sure. But they also have a Brentwood house, which, you know, look, that's just a place to stay. That's a $12 million house. That's just a place to, you know, stop off at and make sure it's okay. They have the villa in Paris. They have the vineyard in Australia. And then, of course, they have the, you know, it's just a vacation home in Malibu. So you don't want to actually be in Homely Hills forever. You don't want to be in the $145 million place forever. And then, you know what? Are we going to Brentwood? Are we going to stay there? There's no room. I mean, you can't even hardly move around in the $12 million place. Maybe we could spend the weekend down at Malibu. And then let's fly to Paris. And you know what? Heck, let's go to the vineyard in Australia and see how everything's going there. Okay? And don't forget, he's got the place, the $12 million house in Brentwood. But he also has his first home that he bought in Brentwood, which is a cottage-style dump for $3 million. He still owns that. You can't get rid of that. That's like a memory. You know, he just drives by there and goes, yeah, that was my first place. Yeah, I still own it. And, man, somebody needs to trim these hedges, but I'm not going to go in there. Man, you think there's no room in the $12 million place? That $3 million cottage-style home, I can barely breathe in. Maybe Serena could ask, you know, if they could sell the Brentwood house or something, but that seems a little small even for Serena as well. She's going to need to move up into Homely Hills. Hey, congratulations to Jake Paul and his business partner, Joey Levy. They raised $50 million for their sports betting and media company, Better, BETR. So we got that to look forward to. Jake and Logan have both been very successful in their investment, so I'm sure that will pay off really well. I see where Axios has agreed to sell to Cox Enterprises for $525 million. I worked for Cox Enterprises for a while. Cox Broadcasting, Warm 107.3 FM, which was not, they changed that to 99.5 or 4 or something like that. And then WSUN, Entertaining Talk Radio for the 90s. And Coast 107.3. Cox Broadcasting. I worked for them for a number of years. Anyway, the deal is structured. It's a good deal for Axios. I mean, I'm telling you, they've built that stupid website, and they're gonna the Axios will spin off its software arm in a separate standalone company led by Axios president. Oh, okay. So the local Axios local currently operates in 24 cities, plans to expand its coverage to 30 U.S. cities by the end of 2022. Eventually, it hopes to be in hundreds of cities. Wow. So the deal, which was signed on Sunday, includes an additional new investment of $25 million in Axios' media arm to help the company expand across. Oh, that's what they're spending more money on that. Okay, good. I see what they're doing. So you get the cash deal. Must be nice. Walk away with a cash deal of $525 million. I see where Amazon is buying iRobot for $1.7 billion, all cash. A couple of suitcases full of cash for iRobot. Wow, the home robotics firm, you know, the robotic vacuum. We've all had one in our house. I think I still have one in a box. I don't think it works anymore. I think that's why it's in a box and I just haven't thrown it away, or maybe we threw it away because I haven't seen it around lately. But we used it for a while. It's cool. That's cool to have. But, you know, they are buying it out. Amazon's buying it out. $1.7 billion all cash deal. Wow. I mean, that's huge. And then when you think to yourself, well, that's kind of cool. That's a good deal. Yeah, but, you know, reports are that Amazon really wants the Roomba deal is all about mapping your home, because the system that Roomba uses, right, maps your home. And so you're able to log in and see what you want and fix it, and Amazon will have all that information. Oh, okay, well, that's cool, right? That's no problem. Sure, no problem. I mean, they've got Echo smart speakers, right, which is what they're outselling Apple and Google. They have Ring, the doorbell maker, which, you know, is giving you a video of outside of everyone's home. Right, they have the Wi-Fi company, Eero, and then they started. They had Astro, the household robot, but that hasn't been going over real well yet. You know, you still can't readily buy Astro, but now with iRobot, they have their technology called Smart Maps, and customers obviously can opt out of sharing the data. So it's not like they could just come in and take it. Don't be silly. So apparently, you know, they look, the maps represent size of your house, pretty good idea of how much money you have, and, you know, a floor covered in toys means you have kids. Now you don't have a lot of furniture, you need to buy furniture. It's a lot of information that you can gather from smart maps and your home. So that $1.7 billion deal will seem like peanuts in the next few years. So just, you know, all I want. They got Whole Foods, right? I mean, Amazon, holy cow. And so I just want to be able to build my house with the drone drop-off chute on the roof. So the drone comes by, the drop-off chute opens, and my product drops into my home. That's all I want. That's all I want. Is it really, Jeff? For right now, yes. And at the same time, we have these companies buying out other companies for millions, hundreds of millions, and billions of dollars in cash. We have thieves stealing whole briskets from barbecue restaurants. So times are not always great for everyone. Thieves stole briskets worth thousands of dollars from a barbecue in Austin, Texas. They claim that each brisket is worth about $180. They broke into the famous Texas barbecue restaurant and stole thousands of dollars worth of beef briskets. Oh, okay. Yeah, they jumped over a fence. They cut off the barbecue pit locks, loading more than 20 whole briskets into an SUV, and drove away. Okay, no problem. The Instagram page of the restaurant said it happened again. This time, this guy took 20 briskets that were prepped and cold smoking on our pits overnight. I'm so sick of this. Does anyone recognize this guy? This was the fifth break-in at this Austin site since opening a decade ago. Tired of it. And they posted a picture of what they had from their security camera. So times are tough. Times are tough. Sure, Amazon is buying iRobot for $1.7 billion. But thieves are jumping the fence at the barbecue joint and stealing briskets. So next time you stop into La Barbecue and you ask yourself, hey, how come these briskets are so expensive? Maybe that's why. And if you don't want to go to the brisket place at La Barbecue in Austin, you can head down to Anahuac, Texas, where they are the gator capital of Texas. I did not know this, but apparently they have a Texas Gator Fest every year. Probably it was postponed the last couple of years because of COVID, but it's back. This time, it's pissed. So their Texas Gator Fest is happening September 16th, 17th, and 18th in Anahuac, Texas. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Anahuac.
Yeah, okay, Anahuac. Close enough. And at least that's what the computer says. I'm sure one of the Anahuacans will say, that ain't how you say it, boy. So we'll see. But the event takes place at the alligator capital of Texas, which has been bestowed on the city. It's a true statement by the state legislature, because alligators outnumber humans almost 3-1. So you go to the historic Fort Anahuac Park at the mouth of the Trinity River in beautiful Chambers County is the festival's scenic site. And it's truly fashioned two-stepping fun. Texas two-stepping fun. So we get the roundup as the premier event, and they get alligator hunters to bring in the harvest. Hopefully they'll be cooking. I mean, I'm okay with gator balls. Are good. I have eaten gator before, and I don't mind it. It's not bad. And there's live music and walk-around entertainment to keep guests amused. And our entertainment is as varied as our guests, from rock and roll to country. And from rock and roll, all right, so we need to update the website a little bit. All of this, let's see. The walk-around entertainers keep guests amused. Our entertainment is as varied as our guests, from rock and roll to country and western to Zydeco and rhythm and blues, fold or gospel. Rhythm and blues, fold or gospel. I'm not sure what fold is. They must mean folk music, so we need to update that website. But I'm looking forward to Gator Fest 2022 in Anahuac, Texas. There are droughts happening all over the world. We have a drought in Italy, and they just found a WW2 bomb that was in the river. The water has receded, and they're like, hey, isn't that a bomb? Yeah, it didn't go off when we dropped it the first time. Let's go ahead and get it off. I see where United Kingdom is saying that they are doing some hose pipe ban in the Thames water, because they're saying, there's going to be a water shortage, and we're going to claim that there's a water shortage. Right now, a drought could be declared. We also have a fourth body found in Lake Mead as it continues to dry up near Las Vegas. More stuff coming out of that lake as the water recedes. Another set of human remains have been found. They say forensic pathologists are now working to establish the cause of death while they review records of missing people. All right, so they've got the guy in the barrel, or the human in the barrel. They've got the other human who died with a gunshot wound. And then they've got the guy that they believe fell out of the boat and drowned. So, okay, there's going to be more bodies coming out of Lake Mead. So we've got that going for us. And then I see in Chile where they've got this giant sinkhole. Now, it's this huge sinkhole near a copper mine. And it's not like, if you have watched Outer Range, it's up on Amazon Prime. It's with Josh Brolin, and it's okay. It's worth, I don't know, it's got like 7 or 8 episodes, a series. And the first, I don't know, I enjoyed it. I didn't, the ending, I would have changed the ending a little bit, but apparently there's going to be, I guess, a new season. We'll see. But it's, if in Outer Range, there's a giant hole that shows up. Now, in this giant hole in Chile, they claim that they can see water at the bottom. That's not happening in Outer Range, okay? And I don't, watch the show. You'll see what happens when you fall in the hole. So the earth, if that could be happening in Chile, I don't know. It's just a show. I don't know if they based it off of Chile, or if Chile is now the, hey, we're like Montana or Wyoming or wherever the hell Outer Range is shot at. It's in Wyoming, I think, not Montana. And they're all shows, all movies are shot in Wyoming now. Don't you know that? That's the new TV love land is Wyoming. Anyway, Chile says that there's going to be consequences. Chile, there's going to be consequences to sanction, not just fine. Okay, no problem. I mean, it's a giant sinkhole near the London Mining Operation, which I believe is a Canadian company that runs the old copper mine. So, okay, whatever. I mean, you've been mining in the area for a long time. Does it surprise you that there's a giant sinkhole that opens up? I guess it does. I guess it does. And we find in the salt flats in the Utah desert, they say that they have ghost tracks, ancient human footprints referred to as ghost tracks, have been discovered in the salt flat, in the salt flats, on the Air Force's testing and training range in Utah. Now, this isn't, you don't see them because of the drought. They need rain. Apparently, they're revealed in the ground after rain, but cannot be seen when the area is dry. Oh, okay. It's believed to be from people around 10,000 years ago when scientists say the area was a wetland. The prints found in the Great Salt Lake Desert change color once filled with water, making them easy to locate. All right, so according to the scientists, this is a once-in-a-lifetime discovery, and they certainly feel blessed that they've been able to be a part of this, as well as find ways to bring them to the public. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing I want more than to see ghost prints. hey, those footprints out there of people from 10,000 years ago, that's something, huh? Yeah, it sure is. Yes, it is. Okay, I gotcha. And I see where we have a new paranormal docuseries, which is going to go after, Bigfoot. Again, Florida's a skunk ape. I've talked to the guy in Ocala that, goes out and looks for Bigfoot in Ocala. He's awesome. It was so much fun. I have to talk to him again. He might actually have something to do with this new show. So it's produced by Outcast Paranormal. It's a trilogy of films. Takes viewers to Mayaca City, Florida, on a determined hunt for the Bigfoot of the swamp. Stacey Brown Jr. has bearded posse. Ryan Clemson and James Ross. I can't remember the name of the guy I spoke to, so maybe he's one of them. But, I mean, it's kind of cool. They're out looking for Bigfoot in Florida. And there's, Bigfoot has been seen in, Washington and Oregon and Northern California and other regions. I mean, there's been sightings in Michigan. There's been sightings, all over the country. And I know that in Florida, this variation is called, the skunk ape. But, it's either Sasquatch or Grassman or Momo or just plain old Bigfoot. Because we have a lady in Ohio that swears she has recorded Bigfoot. Now, there's been other recordings of Bigfoot that, I've heard some of the recordings played on Coast to Coast AM over the years, and people have claimed that they have recordings of Bigfoot, and then they realize it's not. I saw a news report not long ago of a news guy saying they interviewed a guy who saw Bigfoot, and then he went out and he happened to run into the noise that he thought was Bigfoot, and then realized, nope, oh, you know what, that's a chainsaw. Yeah, you think? So this lady, Suzanne Ferencak, F-E-R-E-N-C-A-K, shared with Mansfield News Journal last week that this is the first time she's ever recorded howling in her nearly decade-long tenure as a Bigfoot hunter. So there's a two-minute recording, which is supposed to be, the sound of Bigfoot attempting to contact another. So this Bigfoot is looking for some Bigfoot business, is what's happening. So if you're out and Bigfoot is in the mood for some business and he runs into you, are you howling back to him? I think you might. Hello. Okay, so there at the end, it sounds like it's some sort of animals howling at each other, which the Mohican State Park rangers believe that the sound could come from an alpha male coyote calling its pack. Now, apparently there's not a lot of coyotes in Ohio, but there are coyotes all over the country, so it's very, very possible. Bigfoot enthusiasts first spotted the beast in May of 2013 when it allegedly hopped over a back road southeast of her hometown in Loudonville, Ohio. Okay, so this is a prime habitat for Bigfoot. And there's been knocks and howls around the area as well as other sightings. So, is it real or is it not? I think I want to say... Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Tell me that's not real. Go ahead. Tell me it's not real. You can't. You can't tell me it's not real. That's what I said. You can't. It's impossible. So I want to thank Mike, who sent an email to chewingthefat@theblaze.com. He said he's talking about the rules of being a subscriber to Chewing the Fat are being followed. And in his email, he said, Jeff, I have an awesome story for you. All right, Mike, let's have it. So I went to my local convenience store, and the girl in there usually has her earbuds in. Today, I asked her, hey, what are you listening to? She said, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. I said, awesome, what episode? She said, I'm not really, but I know the rules. I fist bumped her, paid for my stuff, got in my truck, and realized she didn't tell me what she was listening to. That is awesome. Now, I will say that those are the rules. You have to do it as a subscriber to Chewing the Fat. Someone asks you, hey, what do you listen to? The answer is Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. It doesn't matter if you are or aren't at the time of being asked. What matters is your answer at the time of being asked. And that is Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. So for sure, if you believe that the sound we heard from Ohio was Bigfoot, you absolutely have to believe that email.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.